Hello everyone, my name is Laura.
Hi, and my name is Julia. And the topic of today's podcast is going to be all about ads on a social media platform, Instagram.
As you've probably noticed, for the past few months or even years, ads and sponsored posts on Instagram are becoming more and more frequent on one's feed. But why?
Well, doing some research, I found out it's not against Instagram's users' terms to hide the ads. Apparently, the app details on how to hide the ads, which are irrelevant or even inappropriate to you. But is this the solution, reporting every ad you see so your feed is ad-free?
I've read about people doing that and saying that they were ad-free for like a few days, and then shortly the ads started popping up again.
One question though, has it ever happened to you that you were looking up something on Google and then later in that day while scrolling up your Instagram, you would find an ad about a thing you Googled earlier that day?
Oh yeah, this happens to me frequently. Even once I was talking to my friends about booking a flight, I was just talking about it. I didn't do any research on my flight. And later on Instagram, I had several ads about booking a flight from Düsseldorf to Basel. And I was shocked to my system. It's like the government is even listening to my personal face-to-face conversations.
Oh, wow. That is really crazy. Maybe you're right about the government listening to face-to-face conversations. Or maybe it was just a coincidence. Who knows?
Okay, but before we get too paranoid, maybe we should take a moment and explain what Instagram actually is and how it works.
All right. So Instagram is a photo sharing app that launched in 2010 and has gained over 1 billion users worldwide, which makes it one of the most popular social media platforms today. Due to its rapid growth, the company was taken over by Facebook for $1 billion in 2012.
Wow, $1 billion? But how does Instagram make money? I mean, it's available for free in the App Store, right?
Right, and in the first few years of its development, the founders of Instagram didn't actually have a business plan and their company made no notable profits. That changed, however, when Facebook took over and introduced monetized contents like photo and video ads that would appear on users' feeds.
Yeah, I see these ads every day when I open the app. So to put it short, a company, let's say, Coca-Cola gives Instagram money and in return, an ad for Coca-Cola appears on my feed. And if all goes well, the next thing I'll do is to go out and buy myself a Coke, right?
That's basically how it works. But you don't have to be necessarily a big company. Let's say you own a small business and want to reach out to new customers and become more popular. Then you can become an Instagram partner and profit from Instagram's algorithm, which supports your post in order to reach a broader audience.
Okay, but I don't open my Instagram to watch ads. They're everywhere on the internet and most people, including me, find them rather annoying. I always thought that social media platforms like Instagram were about people and not brands. I mean, I want to connect with real people and see their photos on my feed and not commercials by some brand.
Yeah, you're right, but people can also work as brands. Just look at influencers these days. It's basically their job to wear the latest trends, travel to special events, and promote products in their posts. More and more companies work with popular Instagram users to reach a larger and younger audience. Product placements can either be subtle, like wearing a new watch in a post where you pet a cute puppy, or pretty obvious, like writing an emotional post about how much this new detox tea has changed your life.
That's true. I've actually seen some girls posing and smiling with bottles of laundry detergent in their hands. But there has been some criticism lately about the transparency of these sponsored posts. A number of Instagrammers have been accused of surreptitious advertisement because they didn't label posts that were commissioned by companies, so their viewers were unable to tell them apart from the rest of their authentic posts.
Right, one of these Instagrammers was Katie Hummels, the wife of football player Mats Hummels. She got sued because she didn't indicate sponsorships in a number of her posts. However, she states that the products visible in these pictures were there by pure chance. She posted, for example, a picture of a stuffed animal which she used to cover her son's face. The brand of the stuffed animal is clearly visible, but Katie Hummels explained that the stuffed animal wasn't given to her by a company. She just had bought it herself.
I mean, that could be true, right? How did the court decide in this case?
Well, the court dismissed the action against her for the time being, but that doesn't mean that the problem of unlabeled advertisements is entirely solved.
Yeah, you're right. I guess you have to be careful in general with what you share on social media, either it be an advertisement for a company or just sharing a picture on your private account.
Yeah, that's true. So that's it for today, folks. For next week's podcast, we will be talking about makeup gurus Teddy Westbrook and James Charles feud that has been going on for weeks now. Do you think there will be an end to this beef?
And if you like today's podcast, comment it, share your opinions in the comments below. We're interested in knowing what you think about this advertisement business on Instagram.
Well, I guess that's it. Stay tuned and see you guys next week.
Bye.